At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in to our number Trace here on the Fan After Dark. We're going to be taking a scope around the National Basketball Association, talking about the NBA Finals that'll be kicking off on Thursday. And if we got time, giving the 13th. What's 12 plus 12? That's 24.
It's 24.
So the 13th through the 25th best players in NBA. We gave you 1 through 12 the last time we saw you guys. So if we have time, we'll give you that next tier of players to kind of see where we're at going into next year, where these players drop off at. But before we do that, Fan After Dark, Fred Davison across from me, Khaki Kev behind the glass. What are you doing on this Monday afternoon? Monday night. June 2nd. We are 18 days away from the official start of summer, but if you're in Texas, it's felt like summer the last couple of days. I will say yesterday and the day before that, nice
gorgeous.
Cool breeze.
Gorgeous.
Nice cool breeze, like 75, 77 with a breeze. Mm. It was phenomenal. But obviously as it gets later in the day, it gets a little warm. Today was warm all day. So what are you doing on this Monday evening? And are you enjoying yourself? Are you feeling fulfilled listening to the fan?
I am. By the way, temperature-wise, tomorrow's going to be 90. Hot okay. Tomorrow. But it's also got a 45% chance of thunderstorms. Wednesday, 82. 87 on Thursday, which is when I'm leaving for Kansas. Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the low 90s. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday the following week, 88, 82, and 81. So it will still be decent. But a lot of rain in the forecast over the next couple weeks. So just keeping y'all folks abreast of what's going on in the world. By the way, now I'm going to ask you two Jamokes this because I'm not aware of this. Allegedly from one of the texters here, let me throw my specs back on here real quick. I haven't even looked at the Twitch or YouTube to see if anybody's commented on my glasses today. From the 817, she's not just an actress. She's one of the biggest music artists. Now, this is news to me. Is this factual or are we being...
Dude, I have no idea.
Are
we being led astray on this?
I don't believe that this
If someone
is.
Knows that Sydney Sweeney sings, they're either A, too young, or B, I don't even know. The fact that if they actually... I don't even care if they're right. You shouldn't know that. I think as a grown man.
You shouldn't?
Unless you have a daughter... who was listening to her and said, "Dad, I love this artist." That is your only plausible excuse.
Or maybe he's a fan of her.
I would not want to. I love you, Texter. I love you deeply. I do. Yeah.
Well,
before I say what I'm about to say,
a little backhanded compliment there.
But I probably would not associate myself with someone who listens to Sydney Sweeney that's over the age of like 20. Mm.
I don't think I would say she's known as a music artist. I know she's songs.
See if you can find.
She's been in songs and she has things.
In the video.
I think you say Sydney Sweeney. You think actress.
Does she have any music? Can you find a song of hers?
I will see what I can do.
All right. So Khaki Kev, who's got a Khaki's Kick segment. coming up at 9:20. By the way, top five tonight will be top five video games of all time. Now, obviously, this list will, these top fives will be kind of all over the place considering the age discrepancy and the fact that I was playing on consoles that neither of these two young men. Well, I don't know. Have you guys ever played the original Nintendo?
I haven't. I've played on a lot of old gaming
systems. So you've never played the original Mario Brothers? Like,
no.
On a Nintendo?
Whenever it comes to video games, the old stations that I played on were like PlayStation related.
Your dad never pulled out the old Nintendo?
No, it was Sega.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, ask him. Here's what you're going to ask.
I've actually had the privilege of being able to play on all PlayStation consoles.
So ask B-Dub, was it a Sega Genesis or was it the...
I want to say it was the Genesis.
Chances are it was the original, or excuse me, it was the Sega Genesis.
All I know is I played Sonic the Hedgehog on it all the time.
Okay, so that was Sega Genesis. To my real ones when it comes to video games, if you remember the original Sega, the 8-bit, or the 16-bit. I think it was an 8-bit, actually. Because I want to say, I think Sega Genesis was a 32-bit, if memory serves. So, anywho, in honor of Saquon Barkley being the Madden cover athlete for Madden, and, of course, we've got college football. College Football 26 is getting ready to come out, too, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, the cover for that just came out too, and a lot of people are really pumped up for that. Madden's
kind of lost some luster here in the last decade
because
or so.
Because of college football.
It was already starting to lose luster before that, and then college football just took it to another level. So top five video games in our respective lifetimes, so get ready for that update.
So she does not make music. She has videos of doing karaoke. She's been featured in songs.
So she can sing? Let's hear her karaoke.
Somebody
had the nerve to tell us that Sydney Sweeney was a music artist.
I think the 817 has a point. I think she's getting confused with Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, we didn't confuse it. We're just going out to text.
I don't know who Sabrina Carpenter is.
She is known for her music.
Okay. All right. Well, we're cross-referencing here from the 214. Getting ready for my birthday tomorrow, boys. Can I get a what's up to my favorite show on the fam?
What's up?
The fan. That's all right. So there you go. From the 214, happy birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday tomorrow. Okay, yeah, there you go. She's the singer. Okay.
Is she a singer or not?
She's talking about Sunny Sweeney.
Dude, what are we doing?
I mean, this has gone out of control. All right, we're done. Sunny Sweeney, she's hot. Who cares? Next.
You want me to give you my players? I just finished the list.
All right, so we gave you our tiers of NBA players. I mean, again, now that
I got them here in front of me, so if we need to revisit them.
Well, go ahead and revisit, but start from the bottom tier going to the top.
To the best? I think but we know who the top is. That's why it's more interesting going the other way.
No one cares.
No
countdown has ever started from 1 to 100.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
No, they don't.
With the
the NFL top 100? Who's at 99th?
No. I care about the exterior because I think we all know Jokic, SGA, Luka. We know those are the top players. Who's right on the cut?
But nobody
who
cares
just
about
missed
that
the
bottom
cut
tier.
Then we're about to do the next tier. Then people wouldn't care about that tier with that
theory.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying in the pantheon of building the anticipation up. Just give us the top. Look, you can do from the... Okay, tell you what. Here, do this. Help me out and just let's go from bottom to the top. Okay. On the ones we did the other day.
Okay, so
then when you do your new list, you do it however you want, and then I'll chastise you accordingly.
But I feel like even if I were to adhere to that, it wouldn't help with the new list because I'm about to repeat the guys who just made it because that's who we're comparing them to. The guys at the top of the next
list. It's too late.
Okay. At the bottom of the list, since Fred wants to go backwards, and you have to memorize these names until I give you the next list.
Don't worry, I got it written down.
And I might have changed it a little because I had to rewrite it.
You did because you left AD off.
So we got LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
We got Devin Booker.
Yes.
These are the top 15 players in NBA.
Top 15.
LeBron, Devin Booker, Anthony Davis, Cade, and Paolo. So they're 10 through 15.
Boom.
Then you got in the next tier Halliburton, Ant, Brunson, and Donovan Mitchell, who are all kind of in that same young category. Then above that, I have a blank right here, and I'm trying to figure out who I miss. I'm looking at a list. Maybe you can help me. Tatum, Giannis, blank. SGA and Luke on the next tier, and then Jokic is the best player in NBA. Who am I missing?
Tatum.
I said Tatum and Giannis. Because I remember we had Halliburton, Ant Brunson, and D. Mitch all in the same tier. Remember? And we said they're all kind of the same guy. Yeah. Young. Yeah. There's somebody like huge that I'm missing. Tatum, Giannis. Who else is right there? Because I have Luka and SGA in that second tier right below Jokic.
Mm.
And I couldn't.
Wemby.
Wemby. Great call. Thank you, because he was hurt. That's why he wasn't pulling up on here. Wemby. Good job, Fred. Wemby. Good job. That just made me, you know what? That made it where it's okay, me going backwards. Because you remember the name.
I know.
Wemby right there. Okay. So now, at the bottom of the list, LeBron, Booker, AD, K, Paolo. Who's 16 through 25? Would that be correct? No, more. I'm about to give you 15
well,
players.
Well, you've done
16 through 30.
16 through 30.
Okay. So at the top of the list, the guy who just barely missed the list, Devin Booker's teammate, Kevin Durant.
KD. That's right. We dropped him from the list, actually.
We dropped him.
We swapped him out with Paolo.
The next two on the list, so this would be player, what, 16 and 17?
17
no,
and 18.
No, 17 and 18. 17 and 18. Kawhi and Kyrie Irving.
Okay. I don't hate it.
And I'm going to give you some names now. So if you think any of these names are better than the guys I've already listed, then let me know. We can debate it. Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, Karl Anthony Towns.
That's 19, 20, and 21.
Yeah. Would you take any of those players over Kawhi, Kyrie, or KD?
Maybe.
This is just like going into next season, everything we've seen, obviously with Kyrie being hurt.
Give me 19, better. 20, and 21 again.
Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, Karl Anthony Towns.
You know, you'd like to say you would take Jaylen Brown over Kawhi Leonard. Because Kawhi Leonard can't stay healthy.
I think Kawhi could still be the best player on a team that wins a championship. Still. Like, he obviously has to be healthy. But like,
Dude, he couldn't even get you out of the first round.
I know, but I believe in him more of a one than I do Jaylen Brown. Like, if Tatum's hurt, I don't think anything of that Celtics team. That team goes where Tatum takes it.
I don't disagree. But I think the 2 points are this. I agree with you wholeheartedly that Jaylen Brown is not going to be the best player on the championship team, but yet I disagree that Kawhi Leonard is not the best, cannot be the best player on your team anymore.
Maybe.
I just saw it.
I think he could.
He couldn't even get you out of the first round.
He was doing his thing though.
He wasn't.
He was doing his thing.
James Harden was until he crapped the bed in Game 7. I mean, James Harden had as just a important a series as Kawhi did.
So do you want to put Harden in that spot instead of Kawhi?
I mean, I think you could drop Kawhi.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For Jay, I would swap. I mean, and this isn't like some huge deal, but
these
I would
are
almost.
The deals we want to have. No,
I would almost swap Jaylen Brown for Kawhi Leonard. I mean, one guy's still young, still can play great basketball, whereas the other guy, we're just waiting for him to call it a career.
Okay, we've made the swap.
I appreciate that.
So now in that second tier is Trae Young, Kawhi, and Karl Anthony Towns. You like that better?
I do like
taking
that better.
Kyrie over all those guys I just named?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, we're on the same page. 100%. Next tier, there's 4 guys in this one. So now we have Jalen Williams, J-Dub from the Thunder.
Okay.
Lower than most people. He made All-NBA third team, but I don't think as highly as the general public does on him. So I got KD better than him, Kawhi better than him, Kyrie better than him, Trae Young, Jalen Brown, and Kat. I think they're all
that
better.
Could change after. Look, he goes off this series.
We're still waiting. J-Dub.
He had a pretty decent Western Conference Finals.
Ja. Who we forget about? Ja Morant.
Nobody forgets about
him. Alperen Şengün and James Harden.
Somebody just asked, no Steph in the top 20.
Did we not mention Steph?
We have not met. Remember, we took Steph off. So we got to throw Steph.
Okay, we do.
Yeah.
We'll revisit the first. Okay, who's coming off for Steph?
Because I'm taking Steph over Jaylen Brown and Kawhi.
Yeah, okay. Is LeBron, Booker, AD, Cade, Paolo, are we taking him over any of those? Or is he on the next tier list, 16 through 30? We can probably take... You want to bump Booker back off?
Is that make I have no problem dropping him off.
Okay, so we'll do Steph.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it's hard to forget to grab all these players. So Steph right there.
Yeah.
So back to the top.
So just move
here.
Everybody down one.
Everyone down one.
Everybody moves down one.
So we got Booker.
Put Booker at 16.
Booker is now the top of tier
That's
two.
That's right. Top of tier two.
Then next you guys.
But yet if you ask some moronic ESPN insider, you're trading half the Mavericks away for him.
Yeah. Now we got Booker, KD, Kawhi, Kyrie, Trae Young, Jaylen Brown, Cat, Jalen Williams, Ja Morant, Alperen Şengün, and James Harden.
Okay.
In that order. And then here's the final five names. So this is a hard cutoff. I feel like if you're not top 30, it's where it gets to you're probably closer to a role player. Not role player, but like, you know.
You're a solid starter.
You're a solid
on another
starter.
team.
Tyrese Maxey. Who
okay.
at one point was top 10 in scoring.
Okay.
Franz Wagner, who finished the season top 10 in scoring. Evan Mobley, Defensive Player of the Year. Pascal Siakam, who we're seeing as a great
Ballin.
Role.
Eastern Conference Finals, even though Tyrese Halliburton thought it was going to be him.
And then Julius Randle.
I'm stunned right now.
Who did I forget?
At one of your omissions. I am stunned right now at one of your own omissions.
Is it? You know what? I'm making a change right now. I don't know if it's who you think it is, but I
go ahead, tell me.
I probably am wrong. I'm taking off Julius Randle, Matt, and LaMelo Ball. Forgot about my boy. He's in Charlotte. LaMelo Ball is a top 30 NBA player. Let's be real. Was that who you were thinking?
He's a top 30 scorer. I don't know if he's a top 30 player, but he's definitely
is that who
top
you were
30.
Thinking?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. I could not believe.
What am
you
I
left
doing, Julius Randle?
How you gonna leave your boy off for Julius Randle?
Okay, so these are the guys that
was
missed.
An absolute dud in the Western Conference Finals.
These are the guys who missed. Julius Randle misses the list. Jamal Murray misses the list. Jimmy Butler misses the list. Is there any other names you're like, hey, they should have been a top 30 player? Some guys that come up. I'm just looking at scoring right here. You got Derek White. You got Fred VanVleet. No one's thinking about him. You got Bam Adebayo.
Yeah. Bam Adebayo, I could see being on that outside.
Chet Holmgren, who people are ready to... Jaren Jackson Jr., who almost won Defensive Player of the Year. I think I'm not really missing anybody else that's like crazy. Am I missing somebody?
Dame Lillard's done.
No, I would not put Dame in the top 30. Tyler Hero, maybe De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox, yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
You put Fox over anybody I named. Maxie
maybe
Frost.
Sabonis.
Sabonis is probably a good one.
Maybe Sabonis is a top 30 player that we're thinking of, that we're forgetting about.
Who would you take him over then? You got to kick somebody off.
I mean, I would swap him out over Franz Wagner.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
I mean, he's a dog, Sabonis.
I'm not mad at that. I can get behind that.
And you know why? You know why we don't love Sabonis more?
Plays in Sacramento.
He plays in Sacramento. I mean, I feel bad for anybody that's
Darius Garland. You think he should have got a shout?
Let's give him one more year.
I was thinking the same.
Let's give him one more year. If he's ready to take that, you know. I want to see Scoot Henderson do something special next
year.
We may be the last. Outside of Portland, I don't know that anybody else cares about Scoot Henderson. I would like to see Scoot do something. I'll tell you another guy. I'll tell you another list that we could do next week. 10 guys who should make a jump. Jalen Green being one of them. Like, is Jalen Green going to finally take... Is Scoot going to take a jump? Is...
Kuminga
going to take a jump?
I think that's that 2021 class that was, like, loaded, but, like, half of them have just kind of hit their ceiling, and it's like, are you going to take that Cade Cunningham-Paolo jumper? Like, you're the best player, All-NBA.
I'll tell you what, I like that kid, the kid from, again, going back to Sacramento. What's our boy,
Keegan Murray? Sharp.
Tell you what, our boy that got hurt over in Detroit. Jaden Ivey was balling.
He was balling second league scorer
before he got hurt, right? Yeah. So I tell you what, that Detroit team could be special.
And they got draft
next
picks.
Year, and they got draft picks too. So I love it. There you go. I'll tell you what. Let's do, and this is going to be your homework assignment over the next week when you and I come back. Of course, I know you'll be on with Jake on Saturday, but next time we do a Fan After Dark, the next time you and I are on, we might as well just start doing every top 100. Let's just do the Fan After Dark top 100 NBA players.
I'll do it.
You do it at 10. I mean, we only need 70 more.
Yeah.
You know, I got faith in you.
I do them 15 at a time.
There you go. 15 at a time. I love it. All right, coming up next, where are you taking us there, Kak?
Coming up next, we're going to be talking about some releases coming out this week, some headlines in the sneaker world. All coming up next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.